place is in a part of Florida known as Sinkhole Alley, and it all has to do with what lies beneath. It's a porous layer of limestone that groundwater can break down over time, causing the clay and dirt to give way and anything above to collapse. That's literally my nightmare. That's one of the things I have nightmares about, that I wake up in a panic, which is just the world falling out from under me.
I want to understand.
And this is 8 people's homes now have, and they've all been warned, there's a good chance your house is just going to fall into the earth.
This isn't the first time this happened. Florida gets these sinkholes
like,
every so often.
Why do you guys move there? It was funny, too, that I was just talking about that road that's built on a marsh. Florida's just one giant marsh.
I want to understand how Florida can be a swamp and be full of limestone caverns at the same time. Because the water eats away the limestone. And then the thing falls down. So how did this happen?
/ why do you live there?
Is this why everybody in Florida is so nuts? I don't know.
It would explain a lot.
Texas. If you're in the town of Bourne this weekend, you might want to take in the United States' latest road race, the Bourne 0.5K. That's right. It is a half K race, which begins at one brewery in Bourne and ends at another, with a free beer at the start and finish lines. Fatigued entrants will find relief 150 meters into the course, where a donut and coffee station will be set up next to the smoking area, according to race organizer Jay Milton. Those who simply cannot commit to the third mile race can pay $25 to be taken to the finish line in a 1963 Volkswagen bus.
So more than anything, and it's an excuse to drink and run for a second.
Spots for runners are full, and benefits from the event will go to Blessings in a Backpack, a charity that provides free meals for school kids to take home on the weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
This is a great concept. This is hilarious. And a 0.5K race, it's basically a
I would say, what's that, a block and a half?
But it's a third of a mile. I mean, that's not...
So that's about a... depending on where you are, that's about a block and a half.
That's like 2 New York City blocks.
Depending on if it's an avenue block or a street block.
Right. It's about 2 avenue blocks.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true.
So, you know, that's not an insignificant distance. And you might need that stop halfway down.
I wouldn't even call that... That's a sprint, not a run.
They had me at the smoking area. Because the smoking area, I think, is a feature that more of our road races need.
I would say, Boston Marathon, buck up. We need a smoking area next year.
You know, they should put it like right around Heartbreak Hill. Like, pull over, you know, get yourself a cigarette, and and get your second win for the charge into downtown Boston.
I know that if I was running 0.05K, I'm going to need a cigarette halfway through.
And that is all the time that we have tonight. Until next week, Shea Smolane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to see.
One day we're going to control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. I am here to bring you 3 hours of amazing Boston and New England music. I hope you're ready. We have Hidden Knives setting up in Studio D. We got a whole bunch of music here, and I'm going to start everything off with a little throwback. Hope you dig it. 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back. We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The freckles on your arm, like frost and tips of blades of grass. With a dewy town and golden skin, the freckles on your nose, when you wrinkle it, I suppose. I'm in trouble now. I'm in
You're listening to On the Town, Mikey D. That was Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls. I only stutter on the air. Jeez. That was called After All from the Talk 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 album, Buffalo Tom, which is a Sue's contribution here from the latest album, Quiet and Peace. That was Freckles. That was a great tune. That was a great tune. Let me put you on mic. Hang on. The beauty of live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good times. Thanks for letting me sneak in some Sue's favorites.
Yes. And one of my favorite acts, Watts, with Tear It Up from All Done With Rock and Roll, the latest EP. And we started that off with a throwback, Lizzie Borden and the Axes with Out of Touch.
When was that? The 80s?
80, yeah, 85, 86.
Nice. That's awesome.
Like, they had a music video that was all over TV around here. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. And they're recording new material now. So,
nice.
There's that, too. Anyway, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Hidden Knives, I don't know if they're sound checking yet. I'm looking through the portal window into Studio D. And, I'm seeing drum mics set up and all kinds of fun stuff. So around 10:30, we'll be hearing from them. But in the meantime, there's a pretty sweet show going on Monday. You'll be hearing that a little later.
Concert report.
Yeah, during the concert report. And I love playing this particular song. So I was saying off air, I knew exactly what to play for this show. So I'm going to heat it up right now. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Clear sky tonight. The trees shape the light. I'm writing again about you. A lifetime ago, we played house, built a home. I may never know how much was true. So tell me you don't even miss me tonight. That's the bitterest thought I can bear. Tell me again, then let it rain. Color the air. I'm filling this room with my voice. You hear with words paradoxically caught in my throat. I may never know when you came clear. So tell me you don't even want me tonight. That's the bitterest thought I can bear.
WMFO. You're listening on the Tom and Mikey D. That was Megan Tracy. I'm not sure if all of the misconnections were on that track, but the song was called Color of the Air. We had Aloud with their cover of the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers. That was a pretty sweet cover. I mean, if I do say so myself. That was a Sue's pick because I had not heard it.
Indeed. They were just back in town a couple weeks last week.
And I missed
last
it.
Week. Yeah, I did too.
I missed it. I had such a busy weekend. It was unreal. Mm. But they announced that they were releasing that cover. And I don't know why I didn't hear it, but I did. And I'm kind of glad I did now on the air. That's the beauty of this. I can discover things while on the air, you know? We had Great Clouds out of Providence with Rad Summer. That kind of fits with today's weather, don't you think?
It's so lovely out there.
I know.
Spring is no longer a myth. I'm very happy about that.
Well, I mean, everyone I know is complaining that spring lasts about 4 to 5 days, and then it goes immediately into summer. So, but we began that block with Juliana Hatfield, who is playing the Burren on Monday. You'll bring them more of the details a little
concert
bit later.
Yeah, coming up 10:20-ish.
10:20-ish. Yes, that should be a word. 20-ish. Anyway, so you are going to start off this block here.
That's true.
What you got going? What you got for us?
So speaking of bands who are now more or less in L.A., this is a newish one by Letters to Cleo, Back to Nebraska.
Back to Nebraska. All right. Go for it. 91.5 WMFR.
Cigarettes in a- is A Cruise on the Parkway on my TA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Bouncing off the city. Well, well.